Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
How differently do y'all operate, you know, after everything that happened in L.A. when the NFL finds y'all into the draft pick? How differently, just from an entire, you know, as an entire franchise, do y'all function now than maybe you did before all that happened?
I mean, we've always tried to do everything the right way. You know, look, we're competitive, and we'll, you know, try to be competitive in every area, but I mean, we don't knowingly, intentionally want to do anything that crosses the line. But since that's happened, I'd say we've tried to keep a good distance behind the line and not maybe take it as far as we would, might have been in the past, but I mean, it's never really fundamentally changed there.
Okay, so that was Belichick addressing the Bengals thing from earlier in the week. It is agenda-free, so everything from the week that we've gotten to or have yet to get to, again, thanks to Matt Drescher there of Ali's Donuts in North Kingston. Murray, want to give Hooters a little bit more love on the top of the hour sponsor there from that update, just to make sure we take care of them?
Yeah, again, that last headline was brought to you by Hooters. Get them what they really want for the holidays. Gift cards to Hooters. Buy a $25 gift card and receive a Santa bonus card. Find Hooters in Saugus, Dedham, West Springfield, Route 9, Shrewsbury. Hooters makes you happy.
Yeah, I don't know, just make sure we take care of the Hooters people.
Sure.
There. Okay.
I do love that Belichick cut, though. We won't take it this, you know, close to the line or over it like we did in the past. Like, you know, acknowledging in the past, yeah, we cheated.
All right, so still nothing today in terms of where the league is with this, where Cincinnati is with this,
nope.
Which isn't good news. I mean, who knows where this is going to go, but unless we hear something today, I think it tells you that either Cincinnati is digging their heels in and not letting it go, or other stuff has come out, other stuff has come out of the woodwork, or the league's getting pushed back from other owners, whether it's legit or not. We don't know, but it's, you know, I think it tells you that either the league, the owners, or just maybe singularly the Cincinnati Bengals are not taking the Patriots' excuse at face value, that there's pushback somewhere. Otherwise, they have the tape. They have the account of the incident. They have what Cincinnati said happened. They have Cincinnati's tape. They have the Patriots' tape. They have the Patriots' version. It takes a day to look at that stuff. Look at it and, you know, end it. Then they're not ending it.
Yeah, you would think so, right? That in theory, if what the Patriots are saying, if their account of it is accurate, it shouldn't take long for this thing to get swept. And I don't think, you know, I don't think the Patriots are adversely affected by this from the football operation in any way, but I don't know if we touched on this part of it earlier in the week or not. Do you think Cincinnati gains anything? In other words, can Taylor walk in there and get his team at all fired up over this?
Oh, I mean, like in that regard, they're trying to cheat against you guys. Let's, you know, yeah. I mean, if they were any good, that might matter. I mean, I think you got to be good for that to make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, I generally agree. This team blows. Seriously, they blow. That's a bad operation.
And
man.
Singularly, if the Patriots' offense was any good, I think you'd be looking at one of these 44-10 things where they're throwing on you with 2 minutes left and a 37-10 game, trying to rub it in. I don't know if the Patriots are capable of doing that this week. But here's the development, and there was a question that came, you know, through all of this, and that is, where was that Patriots scout? You all know the story by now. The Kraft Sports production people, the media wing of the Patriots, not the football wing, got credentials and sent cameras to Cleveland to film a day in the life of their advanced scout. And they set up the camera and took B-roll, took video of the Cincinnati Bengals sideline, saying that they need those cutaway shots for the feature on the advanced scout who advances and looks at the opponent's sideline as part of the scouting process. Okay, and through all of this, we asked, where's the scout? Because the Patriots' excuse, their defense is that it was just a mistake by the production crew who didn't know the rules, didn't realize that you're not allowed to shoot the opposing team's sideline. They just didn't know it, and it was just born out of ignorance. It wasn't malicious or intentional. It was just an accident, a mistake. But then that was naturally followed by, well, the Patriots scout was with them. So how does the Patriots scout not know the rules? The advanced scout has to, that's the first rule. You can't shoot the opponent's sidelines. You can't do it. Scout has to know it. He's the advanced scout. So where was he in all this? It was just sort of a lingering question. So the Patriots, Jeff Howe in The Athletic gives us the answer. All right. The scout was assigned one seat in the third row of the press box, and the video crew was assigned one seat next to him. So they're all sitting next to each other in the third row of the press box. And I bet there's only three rows in the press box. These press boxes have three or four rows at most. Mostly. I shouldn't say that. Maybe five or six. But it's not like it's a 20-row amphitheater.
Right.
It's a handful of rows. Two, three, four, five, six, somewhere in that range. So they're all sitting in the third row together. They shot some B-roll of the scout from next to him before the game and then into the first quarter. Because the scout was the subject of those candid shots, he was going about his business and attempting to block them out of his sight line to try and deflect the attention of having a production crew following him around in a work environment. So do you understand? Like, he's the subject of the video crew, so he's kind of play-acting.
Trying to ignore them.
Yeah, you're trying to film me do my thing, so I'm not following you. I'm watching the field and writing this down, and you're just in my orbit, but I'm pretending you're not there because we're making this a candid shot. Okay? From there, the crew maneuvered about the press box and shot more B-roll of the scout, including some shots from over his shoulder. Then the videographer relocated to the front row to an unoccupied section of the press box with a producer stationed behind the camera. From the scout's location in the third row, he eventually noticed the crew had moved locations but couldn't decipher what the crew had been shooting due to the angle between them. The scout was handling his own game day job responsibilities. The camera was attached to a monitor, so anyone in close proximity could see what the crew was shooting. And for 8 minutes, while the camera was fixed on the Bengals sideline, a Bengals employee recorded video of that monitor before reporting the activity to NFL security. The scout didn't see the crew again until the 2-minute warning in the second quarter when they were being interviewed about the incident. So to answer the one remaining question, writes Jeff Howe, no, the scout was not in position to notice the crew and to notice that the crew was shooting video of the sideline. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Sure.
How do you feel about that?
I think that overall, generally speaking, I think it's believable. But I find it interesting that they would have such a detailed account of it.
I think the whole thing's a tough sell. And again, I'm coming to it from, I do believe it was an innocent mistake on balance. I think most of the Patriots story is what happened. So I'm not, there's no way Bill Belichick was involved with this. He just wouldn't do that. He's just not that stupid. Too much at stake. I agree with all of that. But this is a tough sell. They're all sitting together. And then the video crew gets up and walks down to the glass to shoot against the glass. Goes down to the front row of the press box. To the point where people notice them. The Bengals notice them. The Bengals notice them to the point that the Bengals sent someone to shoot behind them. And the scout?
Yeah, this is the part where...
had no, like...
Yeah, so like that... How much of a better shot are you going to get by just a couple of rows? Your camera has the ability to zoom as it is. Like, that's the part to me that doesn't really add up. Like, so are you getting that better of a shot for your B-roll by moving up to this empty spot in the first row?
They go down to the glass, they shoot, and they're there for the whole quarter to the point where Bengals people start moving around them. Like, what are you doing? They start shooting them, and the scout is still, like, play acting. I'm in character. I'm not looking. I don't know. That's just a tough sell. Maybe. I guess that's... I mean, it definitely is plausible. And maybe it happened that way. But I'm just telling you, that's a tough sell for a league that doesn't trust you for good reason.
Well, sure. Yeah, listen, a tough sell. Again, I'm not telling the league will believe it. I'm telling you, though, I could see a scenario where they say, you know, we're going to go get some other stuff. And yeah, no problem. And then all of a sudden he starts watching the game. And he's thinking to himself, thank God they're gone. Thank God. It was really getting annoying. I hate having these guys next to me the whole time.
Well, especially Bruins guy.
Frank the Tank is chirping him.
Yeah. Yeah, so again, is it possible? Sure. Yeah, sure, it's possible. But again, the problem is the Patriots have a major credibility issue. Major. Yeah.
Again, the Houston Astros send a scout with the film crew to tape some stuff from center field, and the scout says, no, I didn't see what they were doing. I mean, they were sitting right next to me, and then they walked away and went to the front row at center field and pointed their camera, but I wasn't noticing it because I was play-acting to make sure that they got the shot of me. What do we say about the Houston Astros, though? Houston Astros there.
Oh, God, I don't believe him for a second.
Please.
Yeah, no. And again, if I were on the Cincinnati side of this, I'd feel exactly that way about the Patriots.
Tough sell.
Yeah, the scenario, is it like, again, if you would ask me, no history of anyone involved, I would say, well, let's not rush to judgment here. I mean, we've all been around TV cameras a million times. Yep, we're going to go get some B-roll. We're going to run out and find you guys. Go do what you do. And then they walk away, and you're like, thank God they're gone. Thank God they're gone. Leave me alone. Let me do my thing.
So it's plausible, like their whole story, which, again, by and large, I believe. But this is also a tough sell. The tough sell to me was always that you needed at least 8, maybe 30, however much they shot of that Bengal sideline for the cutaway shot. That still hasn't been squared with me, that you need that much footage for a cutaway shot in a 10 to 15 minute .com video. Tough sell that you needed that much cutaway video. Tough sell. And this is also a tough sell. They were sitting next to the scout and they got up and walked down to the glass to get the shot, and he never noticed a single thing, even though people all around the press box did, to the point where they started taping the Bengal. Like, okay, all right, if you say so, fine, okay. Like, it's plausible. The other thing that occurred to me about this advanced scout business, like, what's he really doing anyway? It's all, they get reams of game film, which is what they look at. This isn't like the 1930s where the baseball scout says, yeah, he likes to throw the curveball. And then he comes back, and so he have a scouting report because there's no game film and there's no, like, Murray, how would that 1930s scout say it?
Oh, look at him go down there. He get to the 20, the 10, the 5. He can really run that ball well.
So it's like, no. They have reams and reams of game film, and that's where they do their scouting. They don't...
Yeah, the whole thing seems antiquated.
The advanced scout doesn't come back and say, watch 32 on the edge. He's got some good speed. And then they file a written report and they go to practice on might say, well, our advanced scout tells us that number 32 is quick around the edge. No, they
keep your eye on 56.
They have reams and reams and reams of game film, and it's all cut up. And it's so it occurs to me the advanced scout is probably only there for the sideline.
Word has it in Cincinnati town, they call Gio Bernard old crazy legs. Watch for him, Bill.
Seriously, it's like this ain't the old days where the guy in the windbreaker goes there and says, you know, he likes to throw fastball early in the count. It's or whatever. It's football where it's all on film. It's all on tape. It's all been heavily scouted. What does the advanced scout do? And it occurs to me,
he's there to see what they can't.
Exactly. And what they can't is the sidelines, because I bet those coaches' films and they're all 22. They probably have the sidelines, but it's not trained on any coach. It's not trained on any personnel group. It's big, wide shots, and you got to edit from there. Boy, it'd be a heck of a lot easier if you just had a single camera trained on the coaches and you can scout that. Like, that makes it much easier, which is probably their suspicion. But advanced scout in the NFL and football, you know how much tape they have of these guys? All of them? The advanced scout to say that the left guard squats on pass plays? Like, they know this. So I think the advanced scout is only there to look at the sideline and personnel groups and things they can't see in the film. Exactly right.
Oh, I'd be willing. Yeah, and the efficiency of the operation, too, right? How fast do they get on and off, stuff like that.
And this particular scout must have a hard time seeing. He must not have great eyesight or great peripheral vision, which happens. Sometimes some people have good peripheral vision. Some people have bad peripheral vision. This fellow must have very poor peripheral vision. All right, so there's your update there. We'll talk to Bob Sosi coming up with more of our auction winners later on in the hour, right after this.
Boston's home for sports.
Hey, it's Matt.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. LineMA.org.
Yes.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke blew.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time
hey, hello
for
to my
Hot
little
Sports
friend.
Takes with Bob Sosie. Yeah.
Hello, little fella. Here comes Bob Sosie. Smoking Bob Sosie and his hot, hot takes. Woo-hoo-hoo! Sizzling Bob Sosie. Scorching Bob Sosie and his hot, hot takes.
All right, here it comes. Time for Hot Sports Takes with Bob Sosie, brought to you by Coors Light, the official beer of Football Sunday. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. You heard Bob on the broadcast Sunday afternoon from Cincinnati. How you doing, Bobby?
I'm doing well. I feel like I should give a donation here, Tony, just for that routine.
You're looking especially far down there today, Bob.
There's a competition going here. Gaz is popping up his seat.
What do you mean, Tony?
I don't know if I'm growing or you're shrinking, Bob.
Bobby,
your
thoughts on the events of this week? And if you have any thought on now, here we are Friday, late Friday afternoon, and doesn't feel like any punishment's going to be coming down this week, and it may drag out a little bit. And what do you think? Is that a good or a bad sign, or is that a tell in any way of the you think of what's going on here?
I don't know if it's a tell or not. I will say the backtracking, it's important to understand where I'm coming from. I was hired by this station, worked only for the station in 2013, and then 2014 started to work part-time for Patriots.com and Kraft Sports Production. Still host a roundtable with Zoe and Matt Chatham for KSP. I know the people that are involved in this. I know that, from my experience with them, that everything the Patriots have said, including the statement, what Bill Belichick has said, it's consistent with what I believe. I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. I know the people who are involved in this. I believe it was an honest mistake on their part. They've admitted that the organization did something wrong. I don't know what the ramifications are. I do know the people involved again. The photographer is not the photographer who shoots the Patriots bench during games. Those photographers were shooting the Patriots bench on Sunday while the Patriots were playing the Kansas City Chiefs. As far as why nothing has been said other than what Goodell said in the press conference, essentially telling us that they're gonna take their time and do a thorough investigation. Perhaps it's just because they want to take their time and do as thorough an investigation as possible. If they come out too quickly, if it's too quick to make a judgment, does that satisfy either or both parties? And I don't know what I don't know what ultimately come out in the 8 minutes that the Bengals PR people have. I do want to say one thing that and I was listening on the way in, and there's been a lot of discussion, especially since Jeff Howe's report, about why the scout didn't recognize what the film crew was doing and where they were relative to one another.
He has poor peripheral vision.
First of all, if you're the scout and you're going to go advance a game and you're doing it for Bill Belichick, are you going to miss any detail out there because you're concerned about
laser focused?
Beyond that, is there anybody else who's sitting next to him advancing for another team? I think it's 2 weeks out, or each you have two opponents have an opportunity 2 weeks out to come scout, do the advance work for each team. So if there's somebody advancing the Browns, or if it's next week's Cincinnati opponent who's advancing them, I would think they would have if they're sitting in close proximity to the Patriots guy, and I don't know, these are the things that I'm wondering while on the way into the studio. I think they would have pointed it out as well as the Bengals PR people. So we'll wait and see. We'll see how it all falls out. But again, I have a personal relationship with two individuals in particular that are very central to this. I know a lot has been made by some on the air and off and about the fact that we've continually heard the person who shot it is an independent contractor. He is someone who does work for KSP. I've worked with him. He's a news photographer primarily. He is not someone that as from my understanding, typically shoots the game. And I'm saying all this from my own personal experience.
Why do you go there? The producer's full-time knows all the rules. He's standing right there. The producer sets up the shot.
I said it was a careless mistake.
The producer's full-time. The producer sets up the shot. The videographer just points a camera where the producer tells him.
Right, but a lot of people said, well,
God!
Wait a minute. This is my point. I said it was a careless, honest mistake.
Thank you. Stick with that.
I did say that.
Okay, stick with that.
But here's my point. When I've heard you this week talk about, well, you know, do they go around to the other bench? This is not someone who does that. This is not someone who's not on the field. Okay. It's not someone, okay?
The cameraman points at where the producer is standing right behind him, tells him what to shoot.
I'm not excusing that. I don't know exactly how it unfolded. I don't know how it unfolded. I just know.
Well, that's in the Howell report that the producer was standing there, right there at the monitor. Okay, so setting up the shot.
Yeah, and obviously, as I said, it's
for KSP, you're also an independent contractor, aren't you?
Well,
are you a full time employee at KSP?
I'm not full time. I'm part time.
Right, exactly. You're an independent contractor.
I'm not a 1099.
Exactly.
Right, so I'm not a 1099.
I just think that muddies the waters.
Perhaps it does. I'm just telling you what I know. Okay, what I know about that individual.
Got it.
And what I'm saying is, it's. I don't believe in any way that it is anyone who would do anything that would. He wouldn't want to do anything to put the Patriots in jeopardy. Let alone his job in general.
I don't mean to snap, Robert.
No,
sorry.
I understand, and I understand. It's a fair point that you make.
And I just got the BS meter. It's like, come on. I'm just saying that the whole story. I'm willing to believe their version of events because I think it's generally believable. But let's just don't massage it. I'm not yelling at you.
I'm just telling you my experience.
When some of the details get massaged, then I start to wonder.
Bob, he's talking more about the statement that the team issued.
Okay.
Right? That's all. So don't take it personally. Right. He's talking more about the statement that the team issued.
Well, let me ask you. You said something off the air that was interesting that it just... the relationship between the Bengals and the Patriots, and Bill Belichick specifically. I didn't consider this.
Well, we heard Bill make a statement Wednesday when he opened his press conference about the Brown family. And if anybody thinks that's just something he said this week, go back and check the transcript of every pre-Bengals-Patriots game and what Bill Belichick has said about the Brown family. The way Bill has talked about Paul Brown and Mike Brown and the rest of the Brown family consistently, whether he's been asked about the Bengals or football history and Paul Brown's name has come up. I know, as a matter of fact, from my own experience, how much Steve Belichick felt about Paul Brown. I once got lectured in the hallway at the Naval Academy offices, football offices, because I had given Bill Walsh credit on a Navy Rutgers game back in the late 90s for being the father of the West Coast offense. And Steve Belichick was listening that day and happened to call me out in the hallway and give me a complete lecture.
Bill's father, you're talking about.
Late Steve Belichick about Paul Brown and the innovations that Paul Brown brought to the game and the tree of Paul Brown and Sid Gilman and the West Coast offense and how it originated and evolved. And Bill Walsh is not the father of the West Coast offense.
The point is,
Paul Brown.
The Belichicks and the Browns are actually close.
Yeah, Bill Edwards, Bill Belichick's godfather, man for whom Steve Belichick worked, I believe, worked for Paul Brown. Rick Forzano, who was the first NFL coach to hire, when Bill was hired by the Lions after Ted Marchibota hired him, Rick Forzano went back to Paul Brown. Belichicks are close to the Browns. Yeah.
And Bill's an actual ally of Mike Brown, and he doesn't have many in the league.
I don't know within the owners' meetings whether he does, but, I mean, how many people praise the Brown family?
Nobody does.
Right.
Bill Belichick always does. And again, these are just personal observation from the week. And I thought Wednesday was completely consistent with everything that Bill has said and I know believes about Mike Brown and Brown. I don't think Bill Belichick would ever do anything.
So my only question would be, if Bill does have a good relationship with the Browns, why is this thing still going on, right? Like, in other words, why hasn't it been put to bed
yet? How come the Bengals haven't sort of
said, okay, we heard from Bill. We're good with it. Let's just move on. We believe Bill.
Well, you guys keep saying all the other owners, all the other owners. Is it just the Bengals? Or is it the other 30 owners?
That's a fair point.
All right? Yeah. I mean, look, I'm in here just telling you what I know, what I know about these people and some of the principals that are involved in this. That's all.
Okay, so that surprises me. And the thing about Bill and the Browns is right. Like, I never considered that, which would be a good thing for you, a good thing for Bill. All the more likely for the Browns. You know, screw the other owners.
He's got respect for football families.
He has absolutely.
Generally.
Incredible respect for football
families. Yeah, right. But
the Rooneys.
And I think the Browns would recognize that Bill, I don't know, respects them, and they don't get much respect across the league.
Sure.
So that would make it all the more likely for the Browns to come out and say, we've talked to them, we understand where they're coming from, we accept their version of events, it was unfortunate, the league's going to take care of it, but let's move on. Like C. McNair did, not C. McNair, the
Bob McNair
with Houston McNair, yeah. In the offseason with the tampering thing. I keep expecting that from the Bengals, and I'm not hearing it.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing, Mike, too. I mean, is the NFL interested in getting to the bottom of this and resolving it as quickly as possible and doing, like, the right thing by everybody? Or are they first and foremost interested in how it's going to be perceived by the outside world, including, as I said, the 30 other owners around the league and all the people around the NFL? Like, and admittedly, look, the Patriots' past precedes them, okay? The Bengals' personnel in the press box, it was well within their rights, and they were very much warranted to do and react the way they did. And people it's within everybody's right, and frankly, it would be surprising if they didn't pose the questions they're posing and the Patriots weren't under this kind of scrutiny. But again, from the NFL standpoint, has the NFL shown in any way over the last however many years, especially with Goodell as the commissioner, that really they've been interested solely in getting to the bottom, getting to the truth without...
Nonsense.
Yeah. No. Wait. You want to have they shown that they're competent?
Bobby, make each other them articulate.
Yeah. Well, let's get right to the point.
Bobby, yeah. Thanks for coming in for the Bengals preview. Always good talking football with you. It's always a pleasure.
I'm sweating over here.
Sosi and Zolak with the call Sunday here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Here's an update from Murray, and we're right back to your calls for all you've been waiting patiently. We'll get right to you.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. MA.org.
Felger and Mavs.
I love it.
You were right, Mavs.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bore my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
All right, as promised, right back to your phones. Thanks for waiting patiently, most of you. Here's Pat in Fitchburg. Go ahead, Pat. Patrick. Okay, his comment line says, if the footage shows they weren't focusing on the coaching staff, then what does the video matter? It doesn't. They're apparently focusing on the coaching staff.
Right.
Or the sideline, or the coach's box, as it is.
Correct.
Okay. It's against the rules. It's against the rules, and it's against the rules for a reason. Even after they put all the communication from the coaches into the helmets, they still kept the rule. So it's important. It matters. And that's why there's a rule. And even before that, it mattered so much that Bill Belichick used to disguise his cameramen as media people and craft sports production people and gave them alibis in case they got caught filming the sidelines. It was that important to him to get that footage. So I don't get it either, but It's important to them. It's important to Ernie. They like that footage. They've gotten it in the past. Okay. I don't think this one was intentional, but to say it's not important, it belies sort of how hard they endeavored to get it in the first place.
I mean, look, even with the communications now, what if you're the Steelers and you end up listening to Soucy and Zoe on the sideline? You got to relay the plays in another way, right? Again, I mean, like, there's always a backup, always.
Joe in Pittsfield, go.
Yeah, my take of this thing on this taping thing doesn't look good at all. And I think what it is, you got a few owners or maybe somebody around there trying to look into further, because who runs the football operation of all things? Belichick. So I think there's some people that are trying to get out there. But this does not look good, and I'm kind of upset at the Patriots for letting somebody do this.
Yeah, and
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think a lot of people are. Like, we got to deal with this crap again? I mean, of all things, you're going to tape a sideline? I mean, come on, give us a break.
So again, I get why Belichick would be agitated at that. I do. At the same time, I would say, look in the mirror, Bill.
The reason this is a big deal is because how they operated up until 2007.
So again, Bill can just, you know, shrug it all off. 80,000 people and fans in the stands. Everybody's watching them, okay? You know, he can give us that old spiel again. Really? Well, if that's the case again, then why did you hide it? As you've pointed out a million times. Why are you duct taping over logos? And NFL photographers 138 is on the sideline in New York. Why is all that going on?
So that's why this is a big story. And the fact you've won so much. Those two things. Dan in Newburyport with the Bruins thought. Hi, Dan.
Yeah, hey, boys. So the Bruins have a serious roster construction problem with their forwards that I think is getting underplayed by most people. Mike, not you, but... their fourth line isn't a shutdown line like it has been in the past, and their second and third lines are unstable at best. And I'm telling you, this is the last year before the Bruins are going to have to reset a little bit in order to stay under the cap and have some roster turnover, let some young guys develop as NHLers. So this is really the year for them to be a legit front runner for the Cup.
Okay,
so my question to you, Mike.
Yeah.
Is just how do they take advantage of this year's window in either shifting their line combinations or trades to compete with the Washingtons, the Avs, the Lightning, if they're really going to go for the Cup? And if it involves a trade, who do they target and what do they give up to stay under the cap?
Okay, so Taylor Hall is someone to consider in New Jersey. MVP last year, right? Was he the MVP last year?
I think he was, yeah.
This is the last year of his contract. He's going to be the next $10, $11 million a year guy. Not that I want to pay him that, but if New Jersey doesn't want to pay him that either, then they got to deal him at the deadline to get something as opposed to losing him for nothing. And that'd be something to consider to load up to go this year. I don't think it's as dire as I once did. I mean, they are going to have to reset. But I don't think they go to the bottom of the league or, you know, the bottom third of the league even. They should still be a playoff team into the future. But they're going to have to reset. They're probably going to lose Krug, it feels like, at this point. But you'd like to think that McAvoy or, you know, whatever they have, Vakanainen or whatever, that they can sort of patch that, or Grizzlick, it'll be a hit. So I think there's some resetting going on, but I don't think they have to totally rebuild. The fourth line, I just wanted to hit on, has been a big difference from last year. Last year, that Corrali, Achari, that line.
Really good.
Nordstrom was a force of a line. And this year, they've gotten, Corrali's still decent, but they do not have that fourth line impact like they had last year.
Agreed. I disagree with the caller generally, though, I think that there were a couple of pretty clear issues with the Bruins. They still need a second-line right wing. That's huge. If you give Krejci a legit guy, then you're probably not having some of these droughts that you're having in these games against good teams. And the size. You know, I think they get pushed around by good teams. They're skilled. They're fast. Way totally different than the Bruins of our generation. Totally different. Come playoff time, that hurts them.
We've got Joel in Belmont on the Celtics here on Agenda Free Friday. Go ahead, Joel.
Hey, yeah, I'm thinking the Celtics have a legitimate shot if they get a big guy. I don't know how they're going to do it. They got plenty of picks, and I don't know if it's a trade or actually finding, you know, there's tons of talent out there. There's
okay, well, but this is Maz's there. Big thing, Maz. If they address it now and match up better against Embiid and Giannis, does that make him a legit contender for you?
Well, it depends on who the big guy is, but I would tell
Steven Adams, just to pick
okay,
a guy.
Okay, so with this roster, a guy like Adams would help.
Or who's, Cauley Stein?
Willie Cauley Stein is mine from the Warriors.
The bigger thing is on the defensive end.
I have another one, too.
Okay, that's the bigger thing on the defensive end.
Hold on, Stu, who's your other one?
Tristan Thompson if he gets bought out by the Cavaliers.
So that's a good one, too.
Okay, so just like a defensive guy to match up against Embiid and Giannis.
Body up.
Yep.
Body up.
Does that change the calculus for you?
Sure, a little bit, yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, I need to see that the other guys have developed. Tatum and Brown have become sort of those marquee players. But right now with that hole in the middle, you got a major problem. And my bigger concern is not this year. It's the coming years. The Freak and Embiid are young. These guys are going to be around for 5 years.
And next year brings Durant as well. So we continue with all of this. Next auction winner, though, right after these words.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go, on the Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Helpline.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time for our next Christmas in the City auction winner. I'm looking forward to this. We got a baseball nerd with us, Maz.
Yep, Matt.
A true self-professed baseball nerd.
Matt number two.
Matt Gross from West Greenwich, Rhode Island, joins us now in our Town for Tire studios. How you doing, Matt?
Excellent. Just want to get a quick spot up here for Ameriprise Financial, and then we'll get right down to business.
Okay, so hold on. Slow down. You work for this. Where do you work?
At Ameriprise Financial, but specifically under the offices of Heather Kendra. She is excellent. She's where you want to keep your managed retirement money. That's where you want to put it.
Okay, and this is your day job?
Absolutely.
You are a what specifically?
Financial planning specialist. So I basically do the numbers in the background. So
we got to hire this guy.
Yeah, so you are a hardcore number guy.
Love it.
Yep. Okay, read your plug.
All right. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. As an Ameriprise Financial advisor, Heather Kendra remains true to the vision of always putting her clients first. She is ready to help and get where you want to be today and well into the future. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you. Through the personal one-on-one relationship, Heather will work with you to develop a financial plan to help pursue your personal and financial goals. Call Heather Kendra today at 401-572-3759. Office is located at 1150 New London Avenue, Cranston, Rhode Island.
Ameriprise Financial.
Yep. And Heather Kendra.
And Heather Kendra does it. You crunch the numbers.
I work on the side. It's complicated. It's not worth getting into on here, but I work on numbers and under the same roof. Yeah.
Tony, we got to hire this guy.
Well, let's see.
I would love that. What? I would love to do the baseball reporters. That's what I want.
Okay, what's your baseball take?
All right, so the baseball, we have a strikeout crisis in Major League Baseball. It is absolutely insane. For the last 15 years in a row, we have seen the strikeout numbers go up. And if you want to, for Jimmy, pull up image number 02 for the air.
Awesome.
It has gone up since 2005 every single year.
I know, it's ridiculous.
So what you're saying is they've set a record every single year,
correct?
Right?
Yes. Well, I think since about 2008 they've set a record, but it's gone up every year. It came down a little bit at the end of the steroid era, and then it's just been a skyrocket straight up into the air. So this stems from one very, very specific problem, and that is that the most entertaining way to play the game is decoupled from the most productive way to play the game. Now, for 100 years, it didn't bother us because for the entire 20th century, hitters believed that striking out was the worst thing you could possibly do. It's not. It's not. Because if you're striking out, you're not hitting into a double play.
Correct.
You're only making one out. You're running the pitcher's pitch count up.
Correct.
You're gathering data. And most importantly, hitters have discovered you can trade strikeouts as a waste product for hitting more home runs. That's what you can do. And GMs are willing to accept that. They are willing to pay players more money if they're going to hit more home runs and accept the strikeout as a waste product. And consequently, the pitches per plate appearance go up, the time of game goes up. In 1988, you had the average pitches per plate appearance was 3.58 pitches per game. Now, in 2019, 3.93. Doesn't sound like a whole lot. Only 0.35.
It's a huge difference.
That's 27 more pitches per game that were not involved in the game in 1988.
It's an extra inning.
Essentially, it is. So if you look at the time of game, it's gone from 2 hours and 45 minutes in 1988, 3:05. That's a 12% increase. So 10% increase on the pitches per plate appearance, 12% on the time of game. Well, you look at that. They're screwing around. They're saying, ooh, mound visits. Oh, you know, you got to get rid of the intentional walk.
Three batter minimum this year.
They are urinating on a forest fire. That's what they're doing. Because the real problem is the strikeouts. You have to get the strikeout down. So what do you do? So this is what I would say. It's not an easy solution.
Stop 1 second.
All right.
Jimmy, make sure you get a drop of that.
Yeah, so hold on.
They are urinating on a forest fire. I want that as a drop.
So, and just so you know, Matt has come in with laminated charts for us.
Can I keep this?
Absolutely. I got one too.
These are for us. See, these are laminated charts on the strikeout problem in baseball.
So love this.
Crisis. Because they're not, like, it's literally, what is the game going to look like in 10, 20 years? That's literally what you're discussing here. So what I want to do, and Maz is already getting to it on the back, to me, the solution, it's pretty dramatic, but I think it's something that needs to be done. You reprogram the draft order so that the teams who strike out least offensively pick first. You completely reorganize.
Ooh, now, I love this.
It is...
Incentivize not striking out.
Because the GMs incentivize the players through contracts. Right now, all the GMs care about is the three true outcomes because they say, hey, balls in play, those are numbers we don't know. As a financial planner, I don't like numbers I don't know. I don't want that. So I stay away from those. You have to incentivize these GMs to acquire these players. The other added little bonus about this. Right now, all the teams, they value players the same way. They have the same contract. If Kansas City, okay, you want to go tank for 4 years? Well, you're not just going to be able to sit there and collect prospects willy-nilly. Oh, no. You have to actively go out and build a team that doesn't strike out.
Or try and hit.
Swing the bat. Well, if they put the ball in play, you're going to get the higher draft pick. So you drive down the strikeout rate. You drive down the pitches per plate appearance. You make the game, to me, better. And I still, even in its current state, I still love baseball better than any other sport. But I can still see it can be better. It can be much better.
See, I'm going to give you the since this is a baseball topic, I'm going to give you the baseball reporter's version of what you just said. The game sucks. The game sucks now.
Yeah. Compared to what it was, absolutely.
It does. The game sucks. They've completely bastardized the game. I hate the game on the field right now. Can't stand it. Go ahead.
Well, that's the bottom line.
You said there was fascinating, that the when we were kids, striking out was shameful.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, that was like you hang your head in shame going back to the bench having struck out.
Guys would sit out the final weekend if they had 99 strikeouts. They would make up an injury because now you struck out 200 times, nobody cares.
Casey at the bat, right? Like it was correct. Like it was, the, you know, and now they actually prefer you to strike out.
Correct.
If you can trade it for home runs, they all have an equation. They say, we will accept this many strikeouts if you hit this many home runs. It's all in the numbers.
They're all doing it. Christian Vasquez.
But it also, you know, it's a true outcome, Matt, in that, well, the ball in play, it's what your fielding percentage or batting average of balls in play, blah, blah, blah. Like, they can even parse that out. There's no parsing with the strikeout. It's an out. And I don't know. I just think
Ballin plays less precise. Well,
and also a ball in play, but see the problem, they want to go away from it because it's unknown and all ball, but that's the unknown is what makes the game fun.
I agree.
That's where you have diving catches. That's where you have guys going first to third. That's where
totally
you have
errors. Agree.
That's what makes the game awesome. That's what we want to see. And if you look, and the other number I have, just so you know, this is the real takeaway. In 1988, there was only 2 minutes and 53 seconds between balls going in play. That's including the conversion and all that. Now it's 3 minutes and 43 seconds.
And
they
minute
added
more.
Every game, every batter, a minute
so
between
hold on.
Balls going in play.
On average, you've got to wait 3 minutes and 40 seconds to see a ball in play in baseball.
Yeah, in 2019. Yep, and it's going to go up. And it's going to go
asinine?
Up. It's going to go up in 2020 because now... And look what they're doing. They're bringing the fences in Marlins Park in San Francisco. They're juicing the balls, which is going to raise the home run rate, which, again, will raise the strikeout rate because they're going to accept more. So they're doing exactly the wrong things that you should be doing. And you're not going to see it come down because it's going to be a hangover because hitters are going to keep trying to hit home runs until they're told they can't. So there's going to be a delay for a year or two as a group
before it comes back down. One quick question?
Absolutely.
Where'd you go to school?
At Bryant University.
Okay. Just curious.
And why, Maz? Now,
Bryant's a good business school.
Why don't we land the plane there?
Well, no, it speaks well because he's clearly a very bright guy, good with numbers. Jimmy, we might have to put him on retainer for the baseball reporter.
I would love that. I would love that. Please give me a call.
Okay. If he said BC, I don't know what we'd do with you, Matt. But anyway, thank you for coming in. Matt Gross from Ameriprise Financial. Again, check in with Heather Kendra. She'll get you squared away with your financial planning. And Matt here is going to crunch the numbers. And as you've heard in this segment, I trust him with numbers, Maz. I can tell you right now.
Oh, my God. This chart's awesome.
Matt, thank you for coming in. Thanks for your donation to Christmas.
And thank you guys for putting that on every single year. It's an awesome charity. Every penny goes to the kids. I love it.
Okay, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you again so much. We got two more to go with our auction winners at the last 10 minutes of every hour. Coming up next is Gasper. His thoughts on the Celtics last night, his thought on the Patriots, and the taping thing with the Bengals. All of it after Murray's 90-second update here. There are no...
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.